And that is a gift in itself. The scripture says in Proverbs 17, it says, grandchildren are the crowning glory of the aged. I don't know who the aged are, though. Us? I'm not gray. I'm Italian, that's right, I'm greasy. Grandchildren are the crowning glory of the aged, and parents are the pride of their children. Is that true? Parents, pride of their children? Are you listening? Yes? Supposed to say yes. Anyway, you know, to dedicate something or someone means to set them apart for a special purpose. Sometimes it gets confused when people are, you know, not in the flow of our particular flow of following the Lord. Say, oh, does this take the place of baptism? No, it doesn't. This is not in lieu of baptism. We believe that baptism comes at the age of understanding or the age of accountability. So at some point, when he is older, now there's no age that will determine that. We've had kids that were baptized very early and others who waited later. But Sebastian will have an opportunity to make a choice to be baptized. But today we're setting him in place. And it doesn't take the place of baptism, but it is still a solemn time. If he chooses to be baptized, that'll be his choice. He needs to make a confession of Jesus Christ as his Savior, because without making that first, if he just goes under the water, it's just a meaningless ritual. So we'll have to wait and see what happens there. But we have our hope, and we're setting forth the direction today with your help. Dedication is important. And, you know, prophetically, it sets the tone, like I said, in children's lives and the direction for their life. And there is precedent in the scripture for it. We saw in 1 Samuel how Hannah, she was longing for a child, and finally God gave her a child, and she said, Lord, if you give me a child, I'm going to dedicate him to the use of to your use. You know, and so she did. She gave little Samuel to Eli, and he grew up at the temple. And we even see it in Jesus' life as Joseph and Mary. Now, it's funny, you know, people say, well, is that the same as the circumcision? Well, as you know, in Hebrew culture, the child was circumcised after the eighth day. But the scripture says that after 40 days, a woman, then that was the length of her purification, then they took the child and they brought Jesus to the temple, and he was dedicated also at the temple 40 days after. And then, of course, in Matthew 19, Jesus is there, and all the parents start to come, and the kids are flocking to him, and his disciples are getting all uptight about it. But he says, no, you know, suffer the little children to come to me. And it says that he laid his hands on them and blessed them. And so that's what we're believing today, because we are the body of Christ. Jesus is in heaven. He's standing next to the Father, or sitting next to the Father, or the right hand. But the body of Christ goes on. The power of the Christ is within every believer. And so that extension of blessing can come through the body. And that's what we want to do today for Bash. We call him Bash. His name is Sebastian. We call him Bash. I kid my other grandchildren. I have one who just runs into everything. We call him Crash. We got Bash. And we got a really fast one. We call him Dash. So we got Crash, Bash, and Dash. Anyway, Ben and Elaine are following this example that they saw in the scripture. Now, this dedication is not going to be a blood sacrifice like Abraham had to bring Isaac and lay him on the altar and then take a knife to him, and, you know, then God held him up at the last minute. It's not going to be that. And he's not going to have to leave. They're not going to have to leave little Sebastian here at the altar, and Pastor Phil and Pat will have to take care of him. No, we're not doing that. But, you know, it is still a sober time, because it's a time that we take responsibility, and they're taking responsibility for that being that God has given them, that gift that God has given them, in order to prepare him to release him. Isn't that just the way it is, right? You just get everything perfect, and then you send them out, and goodbye. But that's what we're supposed to do with our kids. We're supposed to prepare them and release them. You think about how Mary, right? There's Mary, the keeper of the Christ, the keeper of the flame, so to speak, goes through the whole childbirth, all the rejection, everything. And then finally one day she's calling him, Jesus, come on home to dinner. Or whatever she said. And he's in there, you know, laying hands on people. And he says, oh, my mother and my brother are those who do the will of God. Now just think, if she was a person. She was a person. A person who had changed his diapers and made every provision for him. And yet there was a time when she had to release him to his purpose. And so for every Christian mother and father, that time will come. And for Elaine and Ben, that will come as well. So we need to pray for them for that grace, right? That's for later. But it is a sober commitment that they're making today. It's, you know, we're kidding around a little bit here, but it is sober. Now, I said that his name is Sebastian Li Hui. As you know, those of you who attend the church here, that names have significance. And I always get a kick out of looking at what these names mean, you know. So names, especially back in those days, they gave names that they contained attributes of that person or character that the father and mother believed, either prophetically or, you know, were just hoping that that child would carry. but when you pray and the child's name is chosen through the leading of the Holy Spirit, which I know that's what happened with Ben and Elaine, we can prophetically declare what that name means over his life. Yeah. Now, for those of you who don't understand what prophetically declare means, it means that we hear something from God or the leading of the Holy Spirit. We hear that and say that. And that's what Jesus did, right? He said that he only did and said what he saw and heard the Father do. And so we want to carry that tradition that Christ is within us. Now, for example, Benjamin, the name Benjamin means son of my right hand, which sort of implies that the inference in that is that the son will carry on the intent of the father's work, if not exactly. And we're seeing that. You know, I'm blessed by my son Ben. He's carrying on the work. I mean, he didn't become a pastor, but he is pastoring this group of kids at that camp. And many of the attributes that he would be using in the church, he uses there. And so that's a blessing. Elaine, the name Elaine means shining light or bright one. So we know where the smarts are going to come from in that family, right? Now, here's an interesting note. Elaine was the name in the Legend of King Arthur. Remember the King Arthur? Camelot and all that? Elaine was the mother of Sir Lancelot's son, Galahad. And Galahad means pure, noble, selfless. And Galahad was one of the most virtuous and noble of the knights of the Round Table. Ironically enough, Sebastian means something very similar to that. It means venerable, noble, and revered. And then his name Hui in the Chinese culture means wisdom, as I said before. And his mother's name is Elaine. So you see what I mean by the prophetic taking root. So we're going to believe for the rest of it, right, as we prophetically declare these attributes over his life today. We're going to believe that that will come about. It was also an interesting story about Sebastian. Well, first of all, I should tell you that Sebastian is actually a name that's in our family that they didn't know about. They didn't realize that my aunt was named Sebastiana, and my great uncle's name was Sebastian. And only after they named him did we tell them that, and it was pretty amazing. So I was really blessed by that. But anyway, it was an interesting story. Sebastian was a Roman soldier back in the 3rd century. And he had all these virtues, you know. He stood up for the poor, the marginalized. He came to Christ, and at that time Rome was, you know, opposed to Christianity, and so he stood up before the emperor, and he really rebuked the emperor. You talk about having guts and courage. He rebuked the emperor for taking advantage of the poor and the marginalized. So, you know, the emperor just said, "Oh yeah, sure," and just, you know, changed his way. No. He arrested him, tied him to a tree, and had his guards shoot arrows into him. Just shot him and left him for dead. But what happened is that there was another godly and pious woman named Irene, which means peace, of Rome, found him, laid hands on him, prayed for him, and he was healed miraculously. So you know what he did, right? He got off the tree, and then he left, and we never heard from him again. No, that's not what happened either. As soon as he got better, he went back to the emperor and rebuked him again. Now, I don't know if that's the shining light, the bright part of Sebastian. Anyway, he was stoned to death this time, and this time he didn't recover. But there were attributes there, you know, this willingness to put his life on the line for what he knew was right. And I'm sure because he was a Christian, the Holy Spirit was speaking to him. These two, Irene and Sebastian, were later canonized by the church. And you know, we're talking about them even today. So hopefully someday, if Christ doesn't return before, they'll be talking about the exploits of Sebastian Esposito. So, today we're here to declare together in agreement that the meaning and inferences of this little one's names would be established through all that he does in life. May he be venerated for his sanctity, revered for his virtue and nobility, his courage and wisdom. May he be the sun and a reflection of the Bright One, who is, besides Elaine, the Lord Jesus Christ. And let him be a conduit of that power and that light to all that would come to know him. So, Father, we bless him today. And we release him to his purpose in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. And the church said, amen. Amen. We're all in agreement. Okay, so now if Ben and Elaine would bring Sebastian forward, if Pastor Marie would come. I'd like to read a scripture over him. This is from Proverbs 3. Instruction that we can all abide by, but I want to speak it prophetically over my grandson today. Sebastian, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your paths. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil, and it will be health to your flesh and strength to your bones. For happy is the man who finds wisdom and the man who gains understanding. For her proceeds are better than the profits of silver and her gain than fine gold. She is more precious than rubies, and all the things that you may desire cannot compare with her. Length of days is in her right hand, and in her left hand are riches and honor. Her ways are the ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. She's a tree of life to those who take hold of her, and happy are all those who retain her. Elaine and Ben, there's a charge that we want to give you, and we want you to acknowledge these charges before the congregation today. The main responsibility for Sebastian's life, of course, rests on Elaine and Ben. And the scriptures say to train up your child in the ways he should go, and when he's old, he shall not depart from it, and to bring them up him up in the admonition of the Lord. Deuteronomy 6 says, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul and all your strength. And these words which I command you today, you shall take into your heart, and you shall teach them diligently to your children. And you shall talk of them, and you when you sit in your house, and when you walk on the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise up." In other words, always. Ben and Elaine, as you engage this task with peace and joy, and we do bless you with that peace and joy in this task of taking care of him, may you earnestly seek the Lord's wisdom. Because wisdom, you're going to need to navigate all the events that are going to come up in his life. Wisdom for decisions that you'll need to make. And may you possess all the supply of material goods and everything else that you'll need to keep him on the right path. And you know what James says, the book of James says, when we lack wisdom, what are we supposed to do? Ask for it, right? So it's easy enough. And also, may you remember to be thankful to God for this child. You know, when he's fussing and when he's a pain in the neck, which invariably he'll be. But to remember the joy that this child also brings to the house. And as he grows, may you remember to spend adequate time with him. Because it'll develop in him the strong moral foundation that he's going to need, and an awareness of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lordship of Jesus Christ. And may he become even more than religiously aware of Jesus. May he be aware of the very presence of Jesus and to know the accessibility that the Lord has given to him. I pray that over you, Sebastian, that you will be aware of the presence of the Lord Jesus anytime that you need him. And to understand that he will release to you whatever you need when you're ready to live it. Be patient, and your faith will grow. Okay, now, Sebastian also has the benefit of an extended family, and many of us are here today. And so I'm going to ask you to stand up, if you would, if you're part of the extended family, because we're going to ask you to provide spiritual backup for the training that Ben and Elaine is going to give. Yeah, if you would stand up. It's your responsibility, family, to provide a caring and supportive presence for this family. I ask you to be faithful in prayer for them, to undergird their efforts as they're trying to establish a strong home, a core built on Christian foundations. I urge you to demonstrate a real interest and concern for Sebastian as he grows up, physically, mentally, spiritually. And if you'll do this, I'd ask you to say, "I will." Okay. You can sit. Now, there's a third agent of influence, and that's the church itself. That's all of us, the church community. So if you will receive this charge, will you please stand up to acknowledge your affirmation? If you'll stand. Church, I charge you to do all that you can to provide a supportive place of worship here at RCF, where Sebastian, when he's here, can hear the full counsel of God's Word. I ask you to provide programs for instruction in Christian discipleship, and to demonstrate an affectionate kindness to him, and not just to him, but to all the little ones here at the church. I also charge you to covenant with God's help to set an example as best you can by living lives that will inspire him and all the children to desire the Christian way of life. Because remember, it's going to be a choice for him. And if he sees hypocrisy and he feels hatred and all that other kind of stuff, he's not really going to want to follow the Lord. All right, so we're here to the commitments now. You can sit. Ben and Elaine, in the sight of God and in the presence of all these witnesses, and if you agree with what I'm going to ask you, say, I will, if you will. Will you solemnly undertake the task of bringing up Sebastian in the reverence and admonition of the Lord? Do you promise to seek to lead him to accept Jesus Christ as his Savior and to serve him as Lord? Do you pledge to make your home a place of Christian instruction? Do you promise, as far as you're able, to set before your son examples of consistent godly living? Okay, if you would come up, I'm going to ask Pastor Phil and Pat to come as well. I want to grab a mic. Pastor Murray. He wants it too, huh? Your time will come. Too many pages. I've asked Pastor Murray to read something that I've read before, but this is from the Message Bible, and it says it a little more clearly. And then I'm going to ask her to anoint Sebastian, and then if Pastor Phil Patton will lay hands on him, and Ben and Elaine as well. And if you would, at that time, just raise your hands toward them, that would be appreciated.
Child. Is this working here? My child. This is Proverbs 3, 1 through 8.
13 through 18. Never forget the things I've taught you. If you want a long, satisfying life, closely follow my instructions. Never forget to be truthful and kind. Hold these virtues tight. Write them deep within your heart. If you want favor with both God and man and a reputation for good judgment and common sense, then trust the Lord completely. Don't ever trust yourself. In everything you do, put God first, and he will direct and crown your efforts with success. Don't be conceited, sure of your own wisdom. Instead, trust and reverence the Lord. Then you will be given renewed health and vitality. The one who knows right from wrong and has good judgment and common sense is happier than the one who is immensely rich. For such wisdom is far more valuable than precious jewels. Nothing else compares with it. Wisdom is a tree of life to those who eat her fruit. Happy is the person who keeps on eating it.
Anoint them.
Sebastian Liue Esposito, I bless you in the name of Jesus. I pray a long and happy life, joy, peace, all that comes from the presence of the mighty God, the living presence of the living God. We thank you in the name of Jesus at this time that you will be raised up to serve the Lord and trained by parents who love Jesus and love you so much. We pray a blessing on you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Give him to me for a second. All right, here he is. Okay, Ben and Elaine, in that you dedicated your son to God, we now lend them back to you. You get to do all the work.
Yeah, we're going to keep it.
That by the grace of God and the and his guiding presence of the Holy Spirit, you'll bring them up in the ways of the Lord. Ladies and gentlemen, Sebastian Liue Esposito, champion and warrior of God, champion.
Yay!
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, well that about concludes this service. I thank you again for coming and being part of this, and it's really special to our family. You know, it's not every day you can do your grandchildren, so dedicate your grandchildren to God. And I know that the fruit of what's going to come from his life, as the fruit from all my other grandchildren and all the children here at the church that have been dedicated, are going to be, it's going to be just a great testimony to God's presence. And can you say amen?
Amen.
Okay. Well, we have food here today downstairs.